Today, we have a first on the podcast. That's right. One of my friends will be coming on today to be interviewed about his perspective about what is going on in Toronto as COVID-19 continues. We're going to get his perspective on life in the city. We're going to hear about how it's affecting his community, the people around him, and ultimately the culture of the city. And so without further ado, guys, I want to jump right into this podcast. As always, I will be your host, Kevin Hobie, and you are listening to the only podcast hosted by me. And this podcast is called
A Mention with Kevin.
I'd like to welcome to the show, A Mention with Kevin, my good friend from Toronto, Tommy. Tommy, say hi to the people out there.
Hi, guys.
Oh, thank you. So, Tommy, tell me a little bit about yourself and what's going on right now.
My name is Tommy Castaneda. I'm married. I live in a house in Toronto with my wife and occasionally some guy who lives in our basement who we rent from. He's really cool. I am an implementation analyst for a cannabis point of sale software company. Go to stores, train them how to use our software, set it up, help them. Right now, everything's remote. I haven't stopped working. It's been getting busier, if anything, and I've been working out of the room right next to my bedroom for the last 3 weeks.
Nice, with this whole pandemic, I guess. So I guess the first question I'm going to ask you, Tommy, right now during these times are, what type of health preventative measures are you taking during this kind of scary times?
Like, the biggest and obviously the most important thing is, of course, social distancing and just making sure that you're trying to mitigate the risk and of like exposure to multiple individuals. And just even my parents, like, I've only seen them like a handful of times and they live like 8 blocks away and they're doing their best as well. Unfortunately, my mother works for an essential service, so she's still working every single day. Me and my wife have stayed in as much as possible, tried to go out only for the necessary things. As far as anything else health related, there's not much you can do. I'm 100% healthy. Outside of that, I'm just trying to mitigate the risk and try to be as responsible for not only myself and my community.
Nice. Yeah, definitely. I can understand what you were saying with your parents. For me and my grandparents, actually, and my aunts and my uncles, I haven't seen them in this whole 2 week period where we've kind of gone on lockdown. And I've actually only been able to communicate with them a couple times just by like dropping stuff at their house, driving a little bit down the road and then like waving to them when I've dropped it off.
Yeah, even I guess it's foolish on my end, like, because I have seen my parents like two or three times. And we've been in the same house and room together, and we've had a couple meals since then, but in the last 3 weeks, I've seen my parents twice. One was yesterday, and even then, I'm not like shaking their hand, hugging them, but to be frank, a lot of people are considering like, yeah, if you're in the same room or within a certain amount of time for a certain extent of time, you might as well hug them, so maybe that's something we'll think about. Because I know a lot of people are walking like 5 feet away from each other, or like right next to each other, and then they're like, we can't touch. I'm like, no, if you're that close, it's actually an airborne disease. You might as well be like on top of each other. But yeah,
kissing each other, no.
Sure, why not? I mean, like, might as far as germs go. But yeah, or this specific one, I guess, from what they're saying. But yeah,
so I guess we'll just keep asking you some more questions, Tommy. What are you doing to stay busy in this time? Like, what are you trying to keep your mind off of things? How's your experience like? Are you trying to stay fit, like work out at home? Are you using like online gaming as an outlet? What are you doing right now?
I mean, I am a little bit of everything as far as things are concerned. Unfortunately, we don't have the distraction of sports. That's one of the first things that went. But I'm good, because we shouldn't have that many people together. But I have been, of course, staying really busy with work. Work has picked up, so working, and I'm just really thankful for that, surprisingly. The fact that a lot of people have gotten some paid time off and all that, that is a stress to your company, and you should care about that, because that's not sustainable for long periods of time. So I like that my company can still keep going. But yeah, I have been playing plenty of video games. Me and wife have been watching a new series lately. Tiger King is fire. You should check it out. Some of the best TV. Video games, we played a lot of Mario Kart, reading some books, reading the Bible, and what else? I bought some nice lawn chairs, and I've been really, really blessed to have a backyard and have some actual green space that I can spend some time out in. I know a lot of people don't have that, and so I feel very blessed and very happy that I do. So we bought some nice lawn chairs, and we're out there as often as we can when the weather permits, because we just got over the other quarantine that we have in Canada, which is called winter. So of course, we're all really desperate to get out there, and unfortunately, this is kind of, but I mean, in the big scheme of things, I'm extremely blessed and happy to be where as comfortable and where I am.
Oh, that's good to hear, man. I was actually calling you in specifics, just to wonder about, like, how are things kind of going on in the city? Like, I've moved right now from Toronto now. I'm in a little bit of a suburban area for my new place, but you're still in like the heart of Toronto. So how have you seen like society out there? Are people wearing, I know when I visited, my old apartment to grab some stuff, I needed to check out some stuff and then bring it out. And I just saw loads of people with masks. But what is your experience right now in Toronto?
Absolutely the same thing. And I guess there's a lot of misinformation going on, or a lot of, things that people are doing without necessarily knowing, but a lot of people wearing like cloth masks or reusing their masks. And obviously those have detrimental effects, and you have to have specific types of masks for this type of thing. But whatever makes people more comfortable is important. But I have noticed that it has gotten, obviously the paranoia, the looks, everything has just gone up. Every single social experience is a little bit different every single time I go out, as people's tensions have seemed to just be increasing. A couple weeks ago, people were, you know, chill. They were trying to stay home. Things were starting to shut down. So, but there was still, I'd still pass by certain bakeries that were open, and there was a lineup, and there was people sitting down. And I'm like, what are you doing? This is a week after we were told not to do this. And then 2 weeks after, all those places were mandatorily shut down. I used to be able to take walks in the park, and everyone was playing on their own. There was a couple people, you know, unfortunately playing with in the groups, but for the most part, people were, it was a huge group of people who were just seemed desperate and already starting to get cabin fever. They were going on runs, they were walking, and I even went by like a calisthenics jungle gym area that's near the park that I'm at, and it was just packed because I guess they shut down all the gyms, so that was the next place that they could go to. But yeah, it was, everyone was just kind of trying to take their own space and trying to still stay away from each other, but even that has gone to the next level now, and that's not something you would see anymore. I used to go to, you know, I've made like 5 or 4 grocery runs in the last 2 or 3 weeks, just because you always are like, oh man, I forgot about this. And I guess we never sat down and fully, you know, what's everything we need, and we always forget something. It's like, okay, we're just gonna make a run quick in and out. But every single time we've gone, it's gone from, man, this is really packed, everyone's panic buying in the beginning, shelves are gone, then to a point where like, okay, we definitely don't want to even go in there anymore. The next time we go in there, now there's a lineup, and there's like tape on the floor to show you how far away you should be standing from the person in front of you or behind you. They're only letting a certain amount of people in stores. To be honest, once you get in those stores, it's a pleasure to be in, because it's one, very, very obviously for social distancing sake, they limit to a very significant or very insignificant amount of people in the store at one time. So it feels very empty. It's extremely clean for the most part of the stores that I've seen. And lately, it's been extremely well stocked. I've gone, and this is like the most stocked Walmart and No Frills that I've ever seen in my life, except for some of those. Most things are perfectly set up there, a friend of mine actually had trouble because she was exhibiting some symptoms and she wanted to monitor herself, so she wanted to get a thermometer, and all she had was a bad meat thermometer, so she made the plea, if anyone has a thermometer, please. So I went looking for one. Those are the things that you can't find anywhere, and even Amazon, it's sold out of any units under like $70 or $80. So all like the affordable ones are gone, or the ones that aren't are like on like a 5-week waiting for shipment and stuff like that. And you would consider something like a thermometer a pretty important time during a stage like a pandemic where a fever is one of the like key symptoms that you want to track. So obviously that's something that's a hot like item, and the looks you get when you ask if you have any more thermometers left, is pretty interesting too, because then all of a sudden you are, I don't think it's there, like, oh, what does this guy have? Like, why do you want a thermometer? It's like all of a sudden it's.
Oh yeah. They started getting like all paranoid that you have the virus and that you're kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
The first stages, and people just, their imaginations let loose kind of.
Yeah, of course. Everyone coughs and you have like five looks in your direction. You're like, you want to be as healthy as you possibly can be in any social interaction, or appear to be in any social interaction, for the sake of other people's anxiety, I guess.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that fact, actually, that thermometers might be like off the shelves right now, just because the first symptoms that doctors are saying to look out for is fever, of course.
Yeah.
That completely slipped my mind.
And in groups, especially if you're part of like big WhatsApp groups, like one of the big one I hear all the time is like my baseball group. There's of course people who are super chill and are like dealing with their family. And then there's some people who are like going crazy in an apartment by themselves, and they're like documenting every new feeling that they've had throughout it. So I've got to see other people who are extremely paranoid, completely opposite from me, going through all that. And that's one of the things I've seen. But yeah, they're also talking about, they're also, a lot of them are in positions where their jobs are currently not as secure, or not currently making money because the nature of their job required is seasonal or something like that. So they're already talking about like what things are being deferred, what things, you know, helpful tips, or even, you know, ways to spend their time. I know a lot of them have volunteered to speak with a program that is now linking people at home with the elderly in certain places so they can talk, and because, you know, not having any visitors or any social interaction. Now, even in old folks' homes, where now they're just locked and confined to their room, is really lonely. So they definitely, that's a really good service that a lot of them have joined into. And but yeah, just thinking of all the possible situations you could be in, is really, really horrible. Like, even I remember Caitlin, me and my wife Caitlin were talking, and she's like, I couldn't even imagine if you were in like like an abusive situation, or if you had abusive parents and now you're all of a sudden stuck in a house with them and no escape. And all, especially if you're someone who spends as little time away as possible from home, if home is not a happy place, it's the only place now.
Definitely. If you're put in like a tough situation to begin with, and that's where you're now locked up to be, I could really feel for those people right now.
Or even in the States, with the fact that so many people, Feeding America is having a hard time reaching the children that they normally feed. And a lot of people, mm-hmm. especially kids, mostly kids, the majority kids, a lot of their biggest meals they were getting at school. And now the fact that they can't, the organizations who used to feed them before, like Feeding America, now can no longer provide that. And those people are now stuck at home with, I presume, less food than they normally would have had.
Man, that's definitely something to think about too. Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about that as well. Those programs that are for either kids who come from difficult situations, or the economics in their household is very difficult, and so they rely on those programs. And so to see those kind of cut now,
some people were not only fed at school but sent home with meals, and just because of how, you know, the people at that, those organizations, they have, the only thing they have abundance of is food. So that, of course, they're not going to leave a kid hungry. But now, without the ability to get exposure to those children, it's kind of hard. They're really trying, actually, in a lot of different ways to try to reach out in their communities to try to bridge that gap.
All right, a couple more questions I got for you before we wrap things up. My next question is a really tough one, so if you need a couple of seconds to think it over, what advice do you have for people during this time? And people who are experiencing anxiety during this time, is there something that they can think about, or something that they can look forward to that you can kind of encourage them with?
I honestly don't know. Like, I'm in such a good position. I feel like anything I say is kind of, I don't know, like, it's kind of like the celebrities telling you it's okay in their mansions. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I'm in a mansion, but I'm in a comfortable place where I'm not getting any problems, you know? Still working hard, doing what I can, but I don't know. I see the cool signs all over the place, like Stay Strong Toronto will make it. Like, I really think so. Canada is doing a really, really good job. You could be worse. You could be south of the border.
You could have a crazy nut job as a president. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. You can have crazier one than us, even. Yeah. And the craziest down there, but yeah. Yeah, you absolutely could, and you could be in a horrible place. And I think, yeah, for Canadians, it's really easy to look on the bright side, I feel. And I feel like outside of, and I think, yeah, I'm in the heart of it. Toronto and BC are probably the biggest places in Canada, of course, as well as Quebec, because Quebec's having a hard time too. And they have a lot of people as well. But for the most part, in a lot of rural areas, I feel like their exposure is already significantly limited already, just because of the nature of their town. So I think for the people in Toronto, I don't know. I feel like it's one of those things where people from big cities, they just have tougher skin, and I feel like we're going to be all right.
That's a good message. Yeah, like we've dealt with worse, and Toronto especially has as well.
Well, I don't know about worse, but we've dealt with SARS. We've dealt with SARS, and that was a big thing here. It didn't have the numbers that it had here, that COVID has now. But I think, you know, for people who don't think it's that bad of a virus, like, no, if you're healthy and young, it's probably not going to kill you, but it could have really bad effects, and you definitely want to limit it from any exposure from you, because what I hear, even the young and the healthy get it, and it sucks, man. It really does. From some of the videos and testimonials that I've been seeing of people who've had it, and of course, you know, the biggest concern is not just you having it, but especially if you're healthy, but being able to pass it on to people who are, of course, immune compromised, and the elderly, or people who wouldn't be as able to withstand its might, I guess, its brunt.
All right, to finish this episode off, I just wanted to ask you, Tommy, this is kind of more of a trivial thing. We have a lot of first world problems here, being in isolation from one another, social distancing. What do you miss the most from the old world before COVID-19?
What I miss the old world. I mean, I'm not going to try to stick to the little things, but I mean, that's what everyone wants to hear. I don't know. I love my wife, but other people would be nice, you know? I miss going out and hanging out with friends. We really miss, like, especially when you have the really, really beautiful sunny days like we did yesterday. Boy, do I miss just being able to take a bike ride, go to a mall, just all that normal stuff we took for granted, go to restaurants, eat sushi. And, you know, sushi is horrible takeout, no matter how good it is. It's just so much better when it's made 2 seconds after you eat it, or 2 seconds before you eat it. But yeah, I don't know. Absolutely, I think it's been great. I'm trying to look out the window for inspiration. It's a gloomy day today, so it's really easy to stay inside. But yeah, I think I'm a huge fan of food, so definitely being able to go out in restaurants and have the whole experience is fun. Even now, I don't even recommend takeout, because you know there's so many things outside of your control at that point. It's just better to just stay home and eat. You got takeout's our only other option, but still. And I don't think that's too big. I think it's a really big deal for people who don't cook. Oh my goodness, I don't even know what they're doing right now. They're like eating cup noodle forever, and they're going to come out of this so unhealthy. But it's, you know, people who have been eating, cooking, it's like, okay, now I got to cook every meal. Well, I have all the time in the world to do it anyway. Usually that's what stopped a lot of people from cooking. It's not that they don't know how, it's that they can't. But the choice is nice. I think the one big break that I made, I did go see one friend who I made sure was super, 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 super diligent with his quarantine, as well as I was now going to bring him into my quarantine circle of two, just because we went and gotten a puppy, and I wasn't going to miss that. And now his quarantine is so much happier now, him and his little puppy, because he was alone. I would love to visit that puppy every day right now, and I can't.
Yes, that is a great, I guess, finish to this episode, to tell us what we missed kind of before. You want to hug that puppy, probably. You want to hug Cassie, who got that puppy.
I mean, I don't need to hug. I mean, sure. But I mean, I want to hug that puppy.
Oh, yeah. So, no, that was great. Thank you so much, Tommy, for being on the show and for giving your perspective on what's been going on with COVID-19 in Toronto.
Cool. Anytime.
All right. Well, I hope you stay safe, man, and I will see you guys next time. Say bye, Tommy.
Peace out, guys.
I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. And I want to thank Tommy so much for being the first guest on A Mention with Kevin. As always, guys, if you enjoy this content, please subscribe. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. If you want to check out more of my content, I'm posting more frequently now because of this whole COVID-19 ordeal on my YouTube channel, which is Kevin Hobie, and StudioKevin@youtube.com. I want to thank you guys again, and just want to remind you guys to brush your teeth and floss, and I will catch you on the next episode. Good night.